Imagine for a moment that you find yourself in a difficult predicament. You are sentenced to death for something you didn't do. You are innocent. And in that moment you are dying, you are given two options: accept the death or escape it. Which would you choose? On a natural level, we all would want to escape it. Now, stepping out of the imaginative, let us take a look at reality. When the cross appears in our own lives, do we accept it or do we try to escape from it? I'll be the first to admit, oftentimes I try to escape it. Accepting the cross is painful and it's difficult. Dying to self, dying to our disordered desires and passions, dying to the world, it hurts. It's painful. Today, I would like to focus on two aspects of our gospel reading. One, what our Lord Jesus teaches us, and two, what the so-called good thief teaches us. So first, let's take a look at Jesus. Looking at our gospel reading from Luke, we see Jesus also in a difficult predicament. Sentenced to death by crucifixion, although he is innocent. Jesus, perhaps at his weakest moment, was offered the option to either accept his cross or escape from it. Now, the rulers and soldiers that were present that day at the crucifixion of Jesus were, in some sense, speaking some truths. He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God. Jesus did save others. And yes, he could have saved himself in that moment because he is the chosen one. He is Jesus Christ, King of the universe, which is the solemnity that we celebrate today. And again, the one criminal who challenged Jesus in these words, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." Yes, he is the Christ. And he could have stopped that entire situation in a blink of an eye. But he didn't. He chose the cross. He chose to accept death. Jesus teaches us an important lesson in our gospel reading today. And the lesson is this: in our weakest moments, the devil will try to attack us, to try to steer us away from the cross. The devil wants us to choose the easy route, the convenient route, the route that is only concerned with the self. Imagine how piercing those taunts from the soldiers and the criminals were to Jesus. That temptation to show off his power and to show the world what he could really do. The attack against his identity. Are you not the Christ? And what does Jesus do? He remains silent against those attacks. Now to the good thief. What is interesting is that the so-called good thief comes to Jesus' defense. And from the depths of his own heart and his own soul, he cries out, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And to this, Jesus responds, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." two criminals in the same position, yet two completely different outcomes. The first criminal turns to despair and goes on blaspheming, while the other repents and makes a prayerful appeal to Christ. This attitude of humility and seeking forgiveness should not be simply glossed over. Rather, it is something that we should exercise in our own lives. And this leads me to my final point: the power of the confessional. Just like the cross, the confessional is also a place of victory. Turning to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1457, it has this instruction for the faithful. According to the Church's command, after having attained the age of discretion, each of the faithful is bound by an obligation faithfully to confess serious sins at least once a year. In other words, the bar is set pretty low. But praise God if you are fulfilling this obligation at least once a year. However, I have a challenge for all of you, especially parents. Parents, your kids will do what you do. If you go to confession once a year, they will go to confession once a year, hopefully. If you go twice a year, they will go twice a year, hopefully. Now, not to bash my own parents or throw them under the bus, but I never saw them go to confession. So, I never went to confession. Parents, you play a huge role in how your kids view the sacraments. A huge role. If you take it seriously, they will take it seriously. So my challenge is this. It would be a good practice to go to confession once a month. If your whole family went to confession every first Saturday, that would not be only a beautiful thing, but you would be training your kids the importance of receiving the sacrament of reconciliation. If once a month does not work for you, talk with your spouse about it. What would be something that would be attainable for your family, and commit to that plan, whatever it is. Because through the sacrament of reconciliation, that at the end of our lives, of your lives and your kids' lives, we will hear these words from Jesus. Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.